You're gonna blow a fuse. Oh, Dad's just found a fuse on the table. I don't know why that's there. Yeah. You blow a fuse, sing boo. Dad has bought me a thing that's sort of shaped like a squashed apple, and it's obviously electronical, and he's not gonna tell me how it works, so I've got to discover this for myself.
It'll suddenly burst into life.
It will, and I'll go, oh my word! Ooh, it beeps.
2 p.m.
Oh, it's an apple clock! Wow!
3 p.m. 4 p.m. 6
You're setting the alarm.
6 a.m.
And that's the alarm, is it?
6 a.m. Fiona. You'll be woken up at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So you won't miss your bus.
3 a.m.
Hmm.
Is this still the alarm?
Yeah, that's only the setting bits. 6 you don't need those.
11 p.m. 12 1 a.m. 2 a.m. 6 9 a.m. 1 p.m.
What time is it? Is this the time or the
alarm? No, the alarm, Fiona.
Oh, what time is it now?
It's 10 past 1. But you don't want it to go off, do you?
Well, I thought I'd test it.
You test it if you like, yeah.
So this is 1. It's 10 past 1 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
But then you have to. Yeah, that minutes is below it, I suppose.
1:15. That'll do.
Yeah.
What's it on now?
14.
Oh,
right. Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
01. 02.
Oh, it's got plus and minus.
15.
Oh no.
04.
I've no idea what I'm doing.
Go and hit another button. What about the stalk?
I don't know what to do with that. Pull it.
15, 12, 21 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it tells you the. Oh, that was a bit high pitched. Tells you the temperature.
15, 12, 21 degrees Celsius.
So it's 15, 12. So it thinks it's.
It isn't though,
three.
Is it?
It's 12 minutes past 3.
Except it isn't. What are all these beepy things doing?
I don't
4
know.
p.m. 5.
You don't need any of those.
I do. I need to put the time right.
Yeah. Once it's right, you don't need those.
11 a.m. 12, 1 p.m.
That's it.
Right.
13.
What yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
1:13 p.m. 21.6 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I like that.
Ah, you see, isn't it even lovely, Stuart?
That's good.
It wasn't quite
Thank
what
you.
I wanted, but it was. They're quite cheap, so.
No.
So I thought, well, what you really want is one that tells you for outside temperature as well, but this one only for the temperature.
No,
where did
mother.
You get that?
Sorry.
Where did you get that?
It's Maplin.
Oh wow.
Your mother's got boring presents, Fiona.
Oh okay.
Socks.
Socks.
Even worse than
oh,
socks.
It's stuff for the iron. Thank
yeah,
you.
And that's got a proper lid.
Oh,
mine
was broken, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right, something else.
Oh, are these for socks?
Yeah.
My goodness, there's about a gazillion of them.
20.
Wow. Where did you get those?
Lakeland's.
Oh, thank you.
Here we are.
And another present.
Oh, what's this? Another set.
So you're going to have 40 socks sorted
40
out.
40 pairs of socks.
All of them, in other words.
And
hilarious.
And
a spray.
Perfume. No, it isn't.
It's not.
This is the fabric remover, stain remover. So you put.
Oh, you spray it on and it and then.
Let me see what the instructions say.
Has it got a thing so Fiona knows that it's.
I'll have to maybe stick some braille on there.
Important. Stain should be dealt with as soon as. Try product on a non-obtrusive area. Stain zapper is a pre-wash. Do not apply to clothing whilst wearing. So you have to put it on just before you wash it.
Oh, right.
Severe staining may require an additional application. Do not use on leather or suede or silk, foam rubber-backed carpets, porous hard surfaces such as untreated wood, khaki or fabrics with painted or applique design. But otherwise, it's for... removes virtually any stain from virtually any surface.
Hmm.
Remove excess staining, spray on both sides of the fabric and leave for 5 minutes or 10 minutes for bad stains. Blot area with an absorbent cloth, Respray the area, leave for 1 minute and wash them in accordance with manufacturer's instructions. Furnishings and non-foam back carpets. Remove excess staining. Spray on a clean dry cloth. Blot stain working towards the center. Wash area thoroughly with fabric carpet shampoo. Rinse and dry. Hard surfaces can be sprayed directly and wiped off when stain is loosened. After it's loosened, wash surface with warm detergent solution, rinse and dry. So it'll do chewing gum, wet gloss paint, tar and shoe polish. Remove as much as possible before proceeding to A or B.
What's A or B?
A is washable clothing and B is furnishings.
Oh.
So you could, if it's chewing gum, etc., but chewing gum is best frozen, so you put the stuff in the freezer and then it cracks off.
Oh yeah, it tastes lovely when it's frozen, doesn't it? Sounds like you're, you know, like you're cooking, you know. Such and such is best oven baked. Chewing gum is best frozen.
Yes. Straight from the freezer.
That's a very mummish present, isn't it?
This, yes.
But thank you, it'll be useful.
That's all right.
I think you and Dad are quite a good balance, aren't you? Because Dad can buy the really silly presents, and you buy the really sensible ones, and
yeah.
Somewhere you between you got somewhere in between. Robert's mum and dad are like that as well. His dad's the silly one, you know. He's always telling jokes and stuff like that. And maybe it's just a dad thing.
Yeah, it could be a dad thing.
So there we go, Audio Boo. That's my presents. Including my Apple clock, but not Apple as in iPhone. Bye for now, Booville. Hope you enjoyed yet more of my birthday, which started on Saturday and now it's Friday and it's still my birthday.